Status leak.
3 million years from Earth, the mining ship Red Dwarf. It's Screw, Dave Lister, the last human being alive, Arnold Rimmer, a hologram of his dead bunkmate, and the creature who evolved from the ship's cat. Message end. Additional, on our journey back to Earth, we have encountered many strange and bizarre things. Only last month we came across a moon which was shaped exactly like the Felicity Kendall's bottom. We flew around that one a couple of times.
Caption appears on screen, 3 million years ago. The captain's office. Lister, Rimmer and Captain Hollister are present. The captain is talking on the phone. He looks tired. Lister is lounging, feet up, in the office's other chair. Rimmer is standing to one side, at stiff attention.
Okay.
He puts the phone down.
Rimmer, make this quick.
Sir, I wish to place on record that third technician Lister, David.
Get on with it, Rimmer.
Smuggled aboard the mining vessel Red Dwarf a consignment of the hallucinogenic fungi Titan Mushrooms, more popularly known to the space beatnik community as Freaky Fungus.
Is this true?
Sort of.
And on the morning of February the 26th, about 800 hours, did engage in conversation with second technician Rimmer, Arnold J.
For crying out loud, Rimmer.
The outcome of which was a proposal by the aforementioned Lister to the aforementioned Rimmer to cook him breakfast.
Okay, I'm getting the picture.
Breakfast comprised of 2 eggs, 3 rashers of bacon, a grilled tomato, 2 sausages, a small portion of fried potatoes, and a large quantity of mushrooms. Having consumed this repast, second technician Rimmer, Arnold J. experienced what can only be described as a voyage to Trip Hop City. To wit, a major hallucinogenic fit.
Lister, is this true?
No, sir. I'm sure it was only 1 egg.
The aforementioned Rimmer, to wit, me, then attended inspection parade. He was totally naked except for a pair of mock leather driving gloves and some blue swimming goggles. Under the influence of this psychedelic breakfast, he went on to attack 2 senior officers, believing them to be giraffes who were armed and dangerous.
You'd better have a good reason for this, Lister.
I have, sir.
Why'd you do it?
I thought it'd be a laugh.
Right. 2 weeks PD, Lister. Dismissed.
With respect, sir, the penalty for a crime of this nature is 15 years imprisonment.
Rimmer, I've sentenced this man.
2 weeks.
That's enough.
2 smacking weeks.
I said, that is enough.
With respect, sir, you've got your head right up your big fat ass.
A corridor on the Red Dwarf. People going to and fro, all looking busy.
8 weeks, T.D. How come I get 8 weeks and you get only 2? What did I do to deserve that? What did I do?
You shouldn't have stuck your pencil up his nose.
It was the rubber end. Plus, the doctor will get it out in no time.
You ripped up and ate his wife's photograph.
I didn't know it was his wife. I thought it was a publicity shot for Planet of the Apes.
They stop at a vending machine. Lister presses a button.
2 T's.
A passerby excuses himself through the crowd, apologizing to Lister and Rimmer as he passes. Lister turns to Rimmer.
Listen, man, I'm sorry about those mushrooms, you know. I mean, I didn't know. I'm not totally reckless and irresponsible, for God's sake. I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm a pretty straight and honest geezer.
Where did you get them?
I nicked them. They were in a locker. They must have belonged to Headbanger Harris.
They enter their quarters.
Why didn't you tell the captain this?
What? And get someone into trouble?
Oh, no. 8 weeks painting the smacking shit.
I'm sorry. Get the spacesuits.
Lister leaves. Suddenly a voice speaks from nowhere.
I don't want you to panic, Arnold. I want you to stay absolutely calm. I'm coming out in a moment, and I want you to keep your cool. Are you ready? Here I come.
A hologramatic head rises out of the floor, Rimmer's, with a silver H on the forehead. Arnold, understandably, jumps.
There, that wasn't too bad, was it? Look, I found a stasis leak on floor 16. I'm dead now, and you're not, but if I save you, you won't die, so I won't die, and you won't be dead either, and neither will I.
Arnold peers suspiciously at his key, wondering if Lister has doped him again. Back to the present, in the selfsame bunk room, Lister is sitting at the table, reading. Cat is on the top bunk, sewing. Rimmer enters.
Good book.
Yeah, it's alright.
I didn't think you read.
Not much, but this is good.
What is it?
It's your diary.
What?
I didn't know you sent secret love letters to Carol McCauley.
Lister, that is my private, personal, private diary, full of my personal, private, personal things.
It's gone public.
I don't believe it. You've been reading that to the cat.
Only the best bits.
Lister begins to read aloud.
Carol McCauley, your eyes are like two limpid pools in the mornings.
Shut up.
Your hair is like a golden waterfall.
Shut up.
Plus, those tight skirts you wear make me really horny.
Lister, I order you to shut your face.
It's no big deal, you know. You can read my diary.
Who'd want to read your diary? It's full of puerile nonsense about Christine Kaczynski.
Ah, so you've read my diary.
Yes, but at least I have the common decency to do it sneakily behind your back.
He's right. That is definitely the decent thing to do.
I'm doing it for a reason anyway. Look what I found in Kaczynski's quarters this morning.
Rimmer looks and isn't overly thrilled by what he sees.
So,
look at it.
It's a wedding photograph.
Yeah, and who is the incredibly gorgeous hunky beefcake she is marrying?
It's you. But you didn't marry Kaczynski.
Exactly. So how is this possible, unless somehow we go back in time?
What's this got to do with my diary?
It's this bit here about the mushrooms, isn't it? You see, when you saw your head coming through the table, I don't think it was an hallucination. I think you were seeing you, now, arriving back in the past.
There's a wise old cat saying which I think applies in this situation. It goes, what are you talking about, dark breath?
Listen to what it said. It says, the head came through the table and said, I'm from the future. I've come to save your life. We found a stasis leak on floor 16. You see, I don't think it was an hallucination.
What's a stasis leak?
Just then Holly appears on one of the monitors.
All right, dudes. What's going down in Groove Town then?
All right, Hall. Listen, what's a stasis leak?
Well, very, very basically, putting it as simply as I can for your average layman to comprehend, a stasis leak is a leak, right, in stasis, hence the name of stasis leak.
You don't know, do you, Carl?
No, I don't.
Well, I suggest we go down to floor 16 and see what's there.
How come he never, ever knows anything? He's supposed to have an IQ of 6,000.
6,000's not that much. It's only the same IQ as 12,000 car park attendants.
But you don't know anything.
Listen, I happen to be one of the sleekest, most sophisticated computers ever devised by man. I'm the nearest thing you can get to infallible.
Infallible?
Exactly. The express lift. A large, comfortable place, more like the interior of a plane than a lift. On the walls, in English and Esperanto, is written express lifts. As they strap themselves in, Lister gives the destination.
Floor 16.
This is going to take ages.
A TV screen switches on to show the in-lift instructional video. On the video, a hostess speaks.
Welcome to Express Lifts, descent to floor 16. You will be going down 2,567 floors and, for a small extra charge, you can enjoy the in-lift movie Gone with the Wind. If you look to your right and to your left, you will notice there are no exits. In the highly unlikely event of the lift having to make a crash landing, death is certain. Under your seats you will find a cassette for recording your last minute testament, and from above your head a bag will drop containing sedatives and cyanide capsules.
I hate this stuff. It really freaks me out.
The video smiley holds up a cyanide capsule.
To take the cyanide capsule, simply break open, like so, and place under the tongue.
The hostess places the cyanide capsule under her tongue then, with smile fixed firmly in place, drops backwards out of shot, dead. The instructional video ends, showing the press lifts logo. 3 hours later, the doors open at floor 16. Lister emerges, followed by Rimmer and Cat. They all appear to be suffering from extreme lift lag. Cat looks the worst, he reels out of the lift, clutching his stomach.
Thank you for traveling press lifts. We apologize for the delay.
You should apologize for the chicken. First meal I ever had where the container tasted better than the food.
A little later, in a nearby corridor,
this must be the stasis leak.
It's a blue, glowing hole in the wall, wreathed in white smoke. Cautiously, Lister sticks his hand into it. His hand vanishes. He pulls it back, it emerges intact. He looks at the others.
Okay, here we go.
He steps through the hole. He emerges in the men's shower room on the other side of the wall, but 3 million years in the past. A digital clock above the wall mirrors gives the date as being 22nd March 2077. He steps back through the hole before any of the men shaving at the mirror can see him. He beckons to Rimmer and Cat.
It's safe. Come through.
He steps back through the leak. Rimmer and Cat follow him. They all emerge in the same shower cubicle. The Cat speaks to Rimmer.
What is it?
It's a rent in the space-time continuum.
To Lister.
What is it?
The stasis room freezes time, you know, makes time stand still. So whenever you have a leak, it must preserve whatever it's leaked into, and it's leaked into this room.
To Rimmer.
What is it?
It's singularity, a point in the universe where the normal laws of space and time don't apply.
To Lister.
What is it?
It's a hole back into the past.
Oh, a magic door. Well, why didn't you say?
March the 22nd. That's what, 3 weeks before the crew got wiped out.
A man, wanting to use the shower, finds three fully clothed strangers inside it.
Hi.
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 Do you mind? This is the annual general meeting of the Agrophobic Society.
Lister draws the shower curtains shut.
I wonder if we can bring anybody back.
Lister looks around, then picks up a bar of soap. They step back through the hole. Lister opens his hand to reveal a handful of 3 million-year-old dust.
Not unless we want them to be turned into powder.
Who are you thinking of bringing back?
Me.
Cat looks at the handful of dust and smiles wickedly.
Let's do it.
Back in the sleeping quarters.
What's the point in going if you can't bring anybody back?
You've seen the photograph. I'm going to marry her.
But what's the point? In 3 weeks you'll be radioactive dust. You might as well marry a box of Daz.
I'm gonna stay with her.
You're going to stay with her. For the sake of 3 weeks together, you're going to give up your life.
Yeah.
Rimmer jumps out of bed.
I don't believe it. Lister, selfish or what?
Why?
What about me? I've given you the best years of my death. Is that it, then? 3 years, thanks a lot, pal, I'm off. No sort of regrets. Not so much as a lump in your throat. No, you're thinking of Kachansky. The only lump you've got is up the front of your trousers.
I'm going for it, Rimmer. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that you don't get many shots at happiness. So when you do, go for them all.
I'm sharing a bunk with the character out of a Barbara Cartland novel.
What would you do in my place?
I don't know, Oh, do what you like.
Where are you coming from, Rimmer? You don't even like me.
Don't I?
No.
Fine.
You don't though, do you? You don't even like me.
That's what you think, is it?
Yeah.
I will tell you something that will probably stun you rigid.
What?
You're right. I don't like you. I don't like what you stand for. But, for some weird reason, I don't know. What's the point?
Lies down on his bunk.
Everything always goes wrong for me. I'm probably the only person in the world to buy a topic bar without a single hazelnut in it.
It happens, you know, Rimmer. You meet people, then you move on, man. When I was 10, I had a friend called Duncan. Me best mate ever. He taught me everything. He was the one who showed me how to put mirrors on me toe caps so I could look up girls' skirts. Then his father had to move to Spain because of a job. It was a bank job he pulled in Pearly. Never saw him again. I still think of him, though. Every time I look at me shoes.
Don't try and explain it, Lister. I don't know why I'm even surprised. Everyone always leaves me in the end. Girls, parents. I had a pet lemming once. I loved that little lemming. I built him a little wall so he could hurl himself over it. He didn't want for anything. I'll never forget one Christmas I put my finger in his cage to give him some mince pie.
He bit me.
He sunk his teeth right into my fingers and wouldn't let go. In the end I had to smash his brains up against the wall. That little lemming broke my heart. The little git completely ruined my helicopter wallpaper.
You know, maybe there is a way to bring people back from the past.
Oh, how?
Well, there's a spare stasis booth, isn't there? We could bring one person back if we could persuade them to go into suspended animation.
They'd survive the accident.
Yeah, and when we got back to now, we could bring them out and bingo.
Brilliant.
I could save my own life. I wouldn't be dead.
Just think, I could bring her back.
I could bring me back.
There'd be two me's.
A dead me and a living me. One for the week and one for Sunday best.
Hey, there's only room for one and that's Chrissy.
Rincy.
Lister is getting ready for the trip back in time. He has dug out his old gear and packed a rucksack. Cat enters, looking as garish as ever in a glittering silver tuxedo and silver shirt. He puts his hand over the eyes on a Marilyn Monroe poster on the wall.
Ah, wow. Don't look, baby, it'll drive you crazy.
To Lister.
Hey, what do you think? You said look inconspicuous.
Lister tosses him a stained yellow pair of coveralls.
Put this on.
What?
You'll stand out a mile like that.
I wouldn't use this to buff my shoes.
Look, you can't walk around a mining ship looking like a finalist from Come Jiving.
but then everyone will think I'm just an ordinary person.
That's the point.
They won't look at me and say, who's that guy? He's gorgeous.
Put it on.
Ugh. Well, maybe if I widen the lapels a bit, put in a couple of spangles and sequins and shoulder pads.
Put it on.
Where's Alphabet Ed?
Rimmer. He sneaked off last night. He's already back in the past, trying to save his own worthless life.
Lister breathes on the face of his watch and puffs it on his sleeve. Then, he speaks to it.
You reading me, Hall?
On the face of Lister's watch, instead of a dial or a digital display, is a monitor screen on which Holly's face is displayed.
You. I could see right down your gob.
Let's go.
I don't like being a watch, dangling above all sideways and upside down. And give me fair warning before you put your hand in your pocket. Gave me such a fright last time, that huge liquor is so sort covered in fluff.
Oh, cheers, Paul.
Lister pulls the aforementioned dirt-covered foodstuff from his pocket.
Oh, here we go again.
And flips it in the air, catching it in his mouth. He turns to the cat.
Put it on.
The corridor on level 16. Enter Lister, followed by Cat, who is laughing with happy anticipation.
Here it is, man. Just stick with me, okay? Okay.
They step through the leak. Lister arrives first. There is a man in the shower, who looks rather surprised at being interrupted. Lister improvises.
Excuse me, did you order a kissogram?
The man shakes his head in mute astonishment, and Lister slips away. A few seconds later the man's shower is yet again interrupted, this time by a prime example of fellas sappens.
Excuse me, did you see a short human with pigtails coming through here?
Yo, Cat.
Cat, grateful, turns to go. As he does so, he glances downwards. He looks back up at the hapless showerer.
Never mind. It's the personality that counts.
The docking port corridor. Two ladies with hobby suitcases have just been targeted by Olaf Peterson, Lister's longtime drinking buddy and Arnie Schwarzenegger lookalike. He approaches them from behind.
Solicitations, beautiful ladies. Backroom planet leave. Let me take those heavy cases. My name is Olaf Peterson. I am very good in bed.
As Olaf picks up the suitcases, Lister and Cat emerge from a nearby lift.
It is always an honor to carry the personal luggages of such beautiful ladies.
Just then Lister spots Peterson, whom he hasn't seen for 2 years, and rushes to greet him.
Peterson.
Oh, hi.
Peterson, how are you, mate? I don't believe it, it's you. I miss you, you know. Give us a kiss, you smell your smacker.
He kisses Peterson, who is totally horrified.
He's just a friend.
I don't believe it, it's really you.
He hasn't seen me since breakfast.
I'll see you later.
Peterson tries to salvage some cool in the situation.
Sure.
No, I promise. I'll come to your room and see you.
Lister, you die for this.
Lister and Cat head off down the corridor.
That was Peterson, an old mate of mine. We were like that. I never thought, I mean, just think, I'm gonna be able to see everybody again.
He crosses his arms, sticking one hand in an armpit.
Oi, give us a break, Dave. It's like a tropical rainforest in there.
Sorry, Paul.
Just then two pretty girls pass by. Cat's reaction is predictable.
Wow. I've never been this close to women before. It makes me want to do something. I don't know what it is, but I want to do a lot of it.
They pass a vending machine. Two men are standing there, talking about a recent meeting they have had with Captain Hollister. The past Rimmer and Lister are talking.
I didn't know it was his wife. I thought it was a publicity shot for Planet of the Apes.
Two T's.
The Rimmer we know squeezes past, covering his hologrammatic H as he does so.
Excuse me.
The past Rimmer and Lister continue to each other.
Listen, man, I'm sorry about those mushrooms, you know. I mean, I didn't know. I'm not totally reckless and irresponsible, for God's sake. I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm a pretty straight and honest geezer.
Rimmer enters the bunk room and hides under the table by sinking through it. A few seconds later, Lister and Rimmer, the past versions, enter the room. Tone system for characters, a low tone means a past person, no tones indicates the present, and two or more tones higher pitched indicate future characters.
Why didn't you tell the captain this?
What? And get someone into trouble?
Oh no. 8 weeks painting the smacking shit.
I'm sorry.
Get the spacesuits.
The past Lister leaves. Rimmer decides to make his move.
I don't want you to panic, Arnold. I want you to stay absolutely calm. I'm coming out in a moment, and I want you to keep your cool. Are you ready? Here I come.
He rises his head above the table. His past self jumps.
I found a stasis leak on floor 16. I'm dead now, and you're not, but if I save you, you won't die, so I won't die, and you won't be dead either, and neither will I.
The Rimmer from the past peers suspiciously at his tea, wondering if Lister has doped him again.
I may as well tell you right away, I know what you are. You do. You're a mushroom, aren't you? What? A hallucination? Go away! No, look! I'm you from the future! I've come to warn you, in 3 million years you'll be dead!
Will I really?
Yes! Unless you do something about it now!
Well, what do you suggest?
Give up white bread?
More roughage?
You're not listening! You've got to go into stasis!
Go away! I'll be back soon!
Rimmer sinks through the table, off to contemplate further ways to persuade his past self of his danger.
Stay calm! It's gone now!
He crosses to the sink and peers into the mirror, checking his eyes and tongue for signs of illness. The captain enters, dressed as a chicken. Rimmer stares at him incredulously, unsure of what he is seeing.
Rimmer.
Now you've turned into a chicken.
Listen, I just want to apologize. We both got a little carried away. I've been under a lot of pressure.
Rimmer, deciding to play this one fast and loose, turns around and addresses what he thinks is a rampant mushroom pushy.
Go away.
Obviously, I shouldn't have given you PD. I just got a little riled.
Did you indeed? How sad for you, Captain Paxo.
What? Oh, this.
Indicating chicken suit.
No, this is for the party tonight.
Half man, half chicken. You don't scare me, because I know what you are.
Makes chicken noises.
Buck, 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 buck.
Rimmer gives the captain an eye-watering kick in the nuts. The captain doubles over with a groan of pain.
Now kindly pluck off before I extract your giblets and shove a large seasoned onion between the lips you never kissed with.
Forget everything I've just said. You have got 8 months TD.
Well, we have a bit of a problem here, don't we? Cause I don't take orders from poultry.
No, Rimmer, make that 8 years.
Fine. I'll make a note of that, shall I?
He picks up a brush and a bucket full of paint and writes on the chest of the captain's chicken suit, saying the words out loud as he does so.
8 years. There we go.
He then dashes the green paint in the captain's face. Kachansky's quarters. Her roommate opens the door to find Lister and Kat outside.
Hi. Is Christine in?
No, she's still on planet leave.
Smeg. Did she say where she was staying?
She said something about the Ganymede Holiday Inn.
Cheers.
He dashes off. Kat grins at Chrissy's roommate, trying to think of a decent chat-up line. This, after all, is the first woman he has ever come face to face with. Lister interrupts his ruminations, first with a come-hither gesture then, when that doesn't work, by yanking Kat out of the doorway after him. The foyer of the Ganymede Holiday Inn. Plush, sumptuous and elegant. Lister and Kat approach the main desk. As Lister makes inquiries, Kat wanders off, staring at the sights in this strange building. A suitcase on wheels approaches him from behind.
Excuse me.
Kat looks around, bewildered.
No. Down here.
Kat looks down.
Have you seen a man who's lost his luggage, about 5'10", mousy hair?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. I bet they've sent him to the wrong bloody airport again.
Kat stares as the suitcase rolls away. So distracted is he bumps into a lady wearing a fox fur. Kat, seeing the fur, reacts instantly.
Ugh. Dog. And he's trying to strangle that woman.
Kat grabs a spray bottle of mineral water from a passing robot waiter and starts attacking the fox fur. The flabbergasted woman, believing herself to be under attack by a tastefully dressed madman, flees. Kat shakes the piece of fur by the throat, then jumps up and down on it.
Don't worry, madam. His strangling days are over.
Just then Lister arrives, holding a piece of paper with Kachansky's room number on it.
Kat, I've got it. Come on. Room 008. This way.
Outside Kachansky's room. Lister stops, stunned, staring at the flowers, the Do Not Disturb sign, the plaque on the door, honeymoon suite, the two pairs of shoes outside the door. The evidence is incontrovertible.
She's already married.
He turns away, sickened and stunned. Then, a thought occurs to him.
What about the photograph?
He pulls it out and examines it again.
I'm not the groom. He,
pointing to another figure in the picture,
is the groom.
Hey, she's not as stupid as we thought.
Why do women always leave me for total smegheads? Why do they dump me for men who wear turtleneck sweaters and smoke a pipe? I mean, natural yoker beavers. Reliable, sensible, dependable, and lots of other words that end in ible. He's obsessed with house prices, and spends half his life in antique fairs looking for bargains and drinking wine. It's never beer, is it? It's always wine. What do you want on your cornflakes, darling? Oh, I'll have some wine, please. Smeg.
He leans against a wall, bitter and angry. Kat taps him on one shoulder.
You can tell all that just from the photograph.
Oi, not your pockets. Dear, oh dear, it's horrible down there. There's a big hole. It's an unbelievable view. Reminds me of that film Attack of the Killer Gooseberries.
Come on, Paul. I'm broken up, man.
I was in love once. A Sinclair ZX-81. People said, no, Holly, she's not for you. She was cheap, she was stupid, and she wouldn't load. Well, not for me, anyway.
What are you trying to say, Carl?
What I'm saying, Dave, is that it's better to have loved and to have lost than to listen to an album by Olivia Newton-John.
Why is that?
Anything's better than listening to an album by Olivia Newton-John.
Just then, the door to the honeymoon suite opens and Kaczynski steps out.
Oh, hi. It's you.
Oh, hi.
Come in.
No, no, we were just passing.
Come in.
No, no, really, it's okay.
Kat decides to go in anyway.
Kat, come on, we've got to go.
They enter the sumptuous suite. Kat is awed by all this luxury.
Ooh-ow.
I just got married.
Showing off her wedding ring.
Oh, great.
He's in the shower.
Oh.
I think you'll really like him.
Oh, I bet.
She starts pouring drinks.
Do you want a screwdriver?
I'd rather have a hammer.
Just then, the door to the shower opens and out steps Lister. Older, bearded as in the photo, wearing a bathrobe, he greets his younger self with a grin.
So how you doing, kid? Smack.
What is this, a meeting of the ugly convention?
Where did you come from? The bathroom. Well, you don't look very pleased to see me. Well, quite frankly, I'm not. I mean, I came here today cause I thought I was going to get married.
And you did.
No, he did.
But he's you.
No, I'm me.
Well, who's he then?
He's him.
The cat gestures with the leg of chicken as he speaks.
He's you and you're him and he's him. Am I still me? Who's eating this chicken? What the hell is going on?
Look, 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 listen, in 5 years' time, you'll find another way to come back in time. So it does work out.
Eventually.
So how about the Frenchie from me future bride? No way. On your space bike.
He grabs Lister and Kevin herds them towards the door. Lister stops him at the door and leans on the door jamb.
So, listen. What do I do now? Go back to where you came from and wait for 5 years. Have I always been such a smedhead? Or did I change? You've always been like that. Out. So, listen, man. You've lived my life for the last 5 years. So, what's the single most important piece of advice that you can give me?
The future Lister thinks hard. He's Lister, after all.
Oh, yeah. 3 years from now, you'll go through a cosmic storm and end up in a parallel universe. You'll materialize on an exact replica of Earth in the year 1989. You'll want to go to the theater. Whatever you do, don't go and see Run for Your Wife.
He half shoves Lister and Kat out the door, then leans on it and grins at his bride.
Smeghead. And you?
Kat holds up a pilfered bottle of wine. They both grin soundlessly. The sleeping quarters. An orderly wheels in Rimmer, who is strapped into a wheelchair and dressed in hospital clothing, a thin gown, socks and a plastic cap. Lister, still dressed in his spacesuit, is fast asleep on his bunk.
So, they won't come back again?
Just stay calm, keep cool, and get some sleep.
The past Rimmer spots the past Lister sleeping.
There he is, sleeping like a baby. I'm going to get better, then I'm going to kill him.
The orderly unstraps Rimmer from the chair, then helps him over to his bed.
If you need anything, call Holly.
The orderly leaves. Rimmer sits on the edge of his bunk, thoroughly depressed. What's about to happen will not alleviate this state.
I don't want you to panic, Arnold, but I've had a jolly good think, and I think I know how to explain this to you.
He sticks his head above the table. His past self stares at him with a mixture of fear, shock, and abject horror.
Hi. Hi. I'm staying calm this time.
He is not, although fighting valiantly for control.
Good.
Just then Kat and Lister enter. The past Rimmer does a double take, lurking from the Lister on the bunk to the one in the doorway.
Yo, Rimmer, there you are. I've been looking everywhere.
Not now, Lister. Two Listers. And a strange man with large teeth.
Hey, I'm a cat.
The past Rimmer is not a well man.
Oh, of course you're a cat. Come in, sit down, there's plenty of room.
Just then who should drop by but the just married couple, Lister and Kaczynski.
Yo.
Three Listers. Splendid. Perhaps Lister here would like to go over to the fridge and open a bottle of wine for Lister and Lister. Rimmer here doesn't drink, because he's dead, but I wouldn't mind a glass. I don't want anyone to get into a flap here, but I'm the Rimmer who's from the double-double future.
He rises from the dresser in the corner and steps forward. He is dressed in a tux he has, after all, just been to a wedding, and has a thin mustache.
I'm the Rimmer who's with the Lister who married Kaczynski. Now, from this point on, things get a little bit confusing.
Please.
Before anyone says anything else, I'd just like to make a little speech.
He flips out completely.
Go away!
close up on Rimmer's mouth as he screams, and fade out. The end.